This segment is set in a classroom and shows some of the personal challenges people face when they lose their sight. It also shows how school and other services for the blind can help. There are three characters in this segment. It starts with a confident teacher called Margaret. Another character is Mike, my brother. The story is based on the time he attended a school for blind adults. The third character in this segment is Norman. He was a football coach before losing his sight. Since this is the first class, Margaret has asked the students to introduce themselves, starting with Norman.
I'm Norman Grant. I used to coach high school football in Duluth before the problem with my eyes got worse.
The words resonated inside a large, fit body. Mike felt them as much as he heard them, since Norman was the student sitting on his right. That voice could easily carry across a football field and instantly correct a wayward player. Apparently, the voice had been used for that purpose for a few years, since it had gravelly tones.
My blind coach said I should check this place out,
Norman added.
Your blind coach?
Margaret asked.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I call a counselor that state services gave me. I don't care for the whole counselor thing, so I call him my blind coach.
I see, Margaret replied. You can refer to your counselor in any way you want, but everybody here has one. We refer to our counselors fairly often, so blind coach may be a little confusing. Her voice continued to remind Mike of a 1950s grammar teacher. It was friendly and firm. After hearing it for a while, he felt like sitting up straighter in his chair.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I'll change, Norman said.
It's up to you. But in any case, please continue with your introduction.
My wife and I have lived in Duluth for about 10 years. We don't have any kids. I used to think of my players as my kids, but it's hard to keep in touch with them now.
Margaret responded, It is difficult keeping in touch with people from hobbies and jobs we had before losing our sight. But many blind people still enjoy sports. Some of them are bowling, beach ball, and downhill skiing.
You have blind people playing ball and skiing?
Yes, we do. That's one of the topics you'll learn about in our recreation class.
I enjoy a challenge, but that sounds hazardous.
The last word sounded so gravelly that Mike's throat felt sore just hearing it. You're right, Norman. It can be hazardous. Margaret paused briefly and continued. But I imagine you've told your players that sports can be a metaphor for life.
I don't put it just that way, but sure, every coach says stuff like that.
What do you think of that phrase now, for you and other students here? Norman thought about the question. When he replied, he flexed some of the muscle in his voice.
Listen, lady, I said that stuff to high school boys, who have more strength and spirit than any group on the planet. I don't want to make this into a big deal, but things are a little different here and now. It's one thing to be young and fit. It's another to be older and blind, especially with fancy ideas like sports being a metaphor for life.
The tone of Norman's voice still showed control and some respect, but Mike was glad he was not on the receiving end of the words. You're certain of that? Margaret asked. We are really that different than the young men you coached. Mike was impressed with Margaret's resolve, or outright courage. He probably wouldn't have questioned Norman's statement.
No disrespect, but I'm certain enough.
No disrespect taken, Margaret replied. You'll learn more about blind sports next week in the recreation class. For now, I would like to continue with the introductions.